USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mourners are gathering in Atlanta to bid farewell to civil rights icon John Lewis. The Georgia Democratic congressman died recently after a long battle against cancer. A former businessman and Republican presidential candidate has died. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former Republican presidential candidate and Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain is dead at 74. He died this morning in an Atlanta hospital, where he had been since July 1st after he was diagnosed with COVID-19.
Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says this about Cain.
He's one of the nicest guys I ever met. I mean, he just had this affability, this kindness, this hearty big laugh about him. I mean, he lit up rooms where he was.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Enhanced unemployment benefits are about to expire, and there is no progress in Congress on extending the aid. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, opened the Senate and says Republicans have put forth a good plan.
That's what we put forward, $1 trillion for kids, jobs, and health care, a framework that is more generous in key areas than House Democrats' totally unserious proposal.
Under the Republicans' plan, you would get 70% of your unemployment benefits from your previous wage, as they contend that people are actually receiving more to not work than to actually find employment. On Wednesday, coronavirus deaths in the country surpassed 150,000, with more than 1,000 people dying every day, mostly in southern states. This news comes as federal officials warn 21 states that they are in a red zone and should impose more strict restrictions to help control of the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
During a Democratic-led House hearing this week, Attorney General William Barr defended himself against the Trump administration's deployment of federal agents in response to nationwide protests over racial injustice and of his leadership of the Justice Department. One of the more interesting things in the hearing was the fact that Democrats were only asking Barr for yes or no answers. John Yoo is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. He also served as the general counsel for the United States Senate Judiciary Committee under George W. Bush. I had a chance to ask him his impressions of this hearing.
It was a terrible hearing as a former Senate staffer, and I thought actually the members of the committee came off looking quite poorly. They didn't need Attorney General Barr. They reminded me in a way of second-rate baseball games we're watching where they got cutouts of real people in the stands. They could have just had a cutout of Attorney General Barr there because all they were doing was giving speeches and making wild accusations and then not even giving Attorney General Barr the right to answer. Barr did a good job, I think. America saw someone as being patient, answering in good faith, a person who's in command of the facts and the law at issue. And what they were treated to instead was a circus on the part of their elected representatives in Congress.
Hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.